Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your market update for December 12th, 2024. So my apologies, I wasn't here yesterday. I was flying. We are in Florida. I'm going to do a special report on Florida condos, especially on the East Coast, basically from Brevard County down to Miami. I'm working on that. That's what's causing some delays on my market forecast for 2025 as well. So what we want to talk about in today's video is the inflation numbers that are coming in. Based on this inflation numbers, I was a little bit reluctant what the Federal Reserve is going to do, but the market's now telling us, the CME's FedWatch tool is telling us there's basically 100% chance the Federal Reserve is going to do this exactly. So let's get to the economic news for today. It's a little bit different than what I was expecting the numbers to come in at, but let's go look at them. So far the economic news that we have for today, well, let's just go through the week so far that we have. So yesterday we had the CPI, the consumer inflation numbers coming in. That was the core, meaning they strip out food and energy, as well as the month over month and year over year. When you look at these numbers, you can see through here, previous reading was 0.3. Okay, it came in at 0.3 on the core CPI month over month. What that means is they stripped out food and energy, and they were looking at month to month. So from October to November. So the inflation went up 0.3 right across the board, right? It was expected there. Here's what I thought was going to throw a monkey wrench or a wrench into the economy right now, or into the Federal Reserve. What they're going to do is last reading on CPI year over year was 2.6. It rose to 2.7, meaning inflation's going up year over year. CPI month over month went from 0.2 to 0.3, so we're seeing that increase as well. So that's what we saw yesterday. That's on the CPI, consumer inflation. Now we scroll down today to the PPI, which is producer inflation. So you think, okay, if producer prices are going up, well, most likely they're going to have to pass that increase over to us, like everybody's expecting with tariffs. So now we came in today with the PPI number, and that came in a little bit hotter than expected. Right through here, PPI month over month. Previous reading was 0.3. It was expected to come down to 0.2. It went up to 0.4. So that would say, okay, inflation on the producer side is increasing. So is that going to eventually trickle in to the economy or into the consumer side of the equation? That's what we're focusing in on. Then the next piece of the puzzle that we're seeing as well is initial jobless claims. Last reading was 225,000. Expected to stay basically steady right through there. It actually increased to 242. So the CME FedWatch tool is now telling us what? Well, there's basically a 100% chance the Federal Reserve is going to be cutting rates, okay, based on this data. So let's get over to some of the headlines that we're seeing right through here. Wholesale prices rose 0.4 in November, more than expected. You go over to the headlines in this section, says weekly initial jobless claims increased to 242. So we have an increase in unemployment. We have an increase in the inflation numbers, which brings us right over to here, the economy at a glance. So we have the federal funds rate right now at 4.5 to 4.75. Okay, but PCE, we didn't get that this report, but the CPI, consumer inflation, and producer inflation's upticking, so the estimates are the PCE will probably uptick. Well, the PCE is the number one figure that the Federal Reserve truly monitors. That came in at 2.1 a couple months ago, then it went to 2.2, then it went to 2.3. Is this going to go up once again? So that's where we're going to pay attention to that. Unemployment rate right now is 4.2. Gross GDP is still attractive at 2.8 in that area, so let's switch over now to the live reporting to see what we have right through here. So right through here is the calendar that we have for today on my end. This is what I focus in on. And then we go over to here to the MBS market. So the MBS market is how we focus in on what the heck's going on with mortgage rates. So you're seeing that right through here. So the bond market opened up today and just basically, well, let's go to a one-day chart. The market opened up quite a bit higher and then it's giving it all back and bringing it back down. So what you're focusing in on right through here, this is the MBS market. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street. That's what we focus in on to figure out what mortgage rates are doing. We don't watch a 10-year treasury or anything like that. So this is telling me when the MBS is down in price, you're seeing that live right now. It went from -6 to -8. As this number goes down, rates are going up. There's a yin-yang effect involved here, folks. So you want this price of a bond to go up, not down. Let me just explain to you. I do this kind of once a month, explaining to everybody how this bond market works. So, okay, so let me explain how if the price goes down, rates or yields go up. Okay, so let me explain how bonds work. Okay, so let's say I have a bond, or you have a bond that I'm going to buy. It's a mortgage-backed security bond, and I offer you today $50. Okay, $50. I give you $50 for your bond. You give me your bond, but you have to understand there's a maturity price of that bond. So the maturity price is $100. Okay, so I'm going to offer you $50 today. When the bond matures, I'll hand it in. You'll give me $100. Okay, so I paid a low price for it, but my rate of return, I gave you 50, you gave me $100 back when that bond matured. What's my yield? It's 100%. I doubled my money. So let's drive up the price. So let's say today I give you $100 for that bond. Well, we know the maturity value of the bond is 100. So I give you $100 in for my investment. You give me the bond. When the bond matures, I give you the bond back. You give me my $100 back. That's what I paid you. I paid you a higher price. I paid you 150. I paid you $100. So now what's my yield? I gave you $100. You give me $100 back. My yield, zero. So do you see how if I pay you a higher price, the yield goes down? That's exactly how all bonds work. So that's what we're seeing today. So let's get over to the equity markets and see how they're reacting today. So you go through here and there's red across the board. No major selling through here. What you're seeing right through here is just kind of double digit numbers. You have on the Dow Jones, it's down 0.02. You have the S&P down 0.22. You have the NASDAQ down 0.4. So nothing here shocking. We have the VIX right now coming in at 13.79. It's still below 15, still below 16, so we're comfortable there. That means the market is basically calm right now. Let's get over to cryptocurrencies, see how they're looking for today. Whoa, Bitcoin is above 101,000 again. Just the other day, about 48 hours ago, Bitcoin hit in back into the 80s, so now it's back into 100. So that's what we're seeing right through there. It says cryptocurrencies rally while Bitcoin retakes 100,000 following November inflation data. So it follows a lot of the inflation data that you're seeing there. So that's our report for today. Here's where mortgage rates are. They're basically steady right now. I'm expecting them to stabilize as well with today's numbers. But what I'm working on behind the scenes, if you guys have a video you want me to talk about, but here's what I'm working behind the scenes. I'm doing a lot of work other than just these daily reports. We're working on housing. Okay, what's the housing market going to do in 2025? So I'm doing an oversee, a national report, and I want to give you the tools, all the tools you guys need to figure out what your market's doing. We're going to do a special segment. I'm down here in Florida this week, and I'm focusing on condos. There's a reason for this, and CNBC just came out with a big interview, what's going on with condos on the East Coast, basically from Brevard County down to Miami County. I'm working on that, as well as my forecasts for 2025. So I apologize, I had to miss last night's live event. I'll reschedule that one as soon as I get back home. I wasn't expecting to come down to Florida this week, so this was kind of an unordinary visit for me down here, but I will be doing a report down here in regards to Florida housing, so you guys understand why Florida housing is a little bit skittish right now, especially on the East Coast because of the condo situation that we're seeing down through here. So that's what we're seeing for today, but this is telling me so far, the news that we have so far today is the CME FedWatch tools telling us there's basically 100% chance the Federal Reserve will be cutting. From there, though, the aggregates telling us they don't really know what's going to happen after that. There might not be any cuts again until March, but we're going to focus in on that as the data comes in. So that is my report for today. I will have some special reports coming out within the next few weeks. Keep an eye out for those, and I will be trying to do a closing bell today here from Florida. I'm trying my best to keep up with business while I'm down here. So thanks so much for watching. My name is Dan Frio. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. If you'd love to work with me in regards to buying that first house, maybe looking into some investment properties, one area that we're focusing in on a special report as well is down payment assistance programs. A lot of them are no good, and I want to warn you guys not to take these because they really stick you into the home that you won't have many options when it comes to refinancing and things like that down the future. So be very careful when you look into down payment assistance programs. If you do have one you're working on right now, please reach out to us by scheduling an appointment, one-on-one appointment with us, me, David, or Alan. We'd love to discuss that with you and maybe give you some other options that you might have. If you want to put in your application to see if we can help you, please click the apply now button. But what we encourage most people to do is go to the rate update and reach out to us. We want your your story. We want to know what you're doing, who you're working with. Do you have a realtor? Everything like that. If you're looking to refinance, we can help you navigate that environment by checking the numbers, making sure you're allocating the funds to the right accounts and things like that. So please reach out to us. We'd love to help. So my name is Dan Friel. I do this report every day. Go to therateupdate.com to find some help. If you'd rather call us, you can do that right through here. So scroll to the bottom of the screen and you're going to find our 800 number as well as my email address, and it's all is right through there. So thanks for watching, folks. Sorry about the hairdo. We're down at the beach this week. I'm trying to work and do some leisure times with my family, so I'm trying my best. But if you need our assistance, I'm here for you. Thanks for watching. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. See you later this afternoon. Hopefully on the closing bell, I'll let you know how all this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching, folks. See you later. Bye-bye.